come, I would just say get involved in the school. Take everything I've been saying this for the past hour, so I sound like a broken record, but really, really do get involved in everything the school has to offer. Choose what you like and do everything to the best of your ability.
I would say don't be afraid to try new things. You know, develop new experiences, new relationships. You know, new is, you know, not always good, but in most cases it is, because you're going to find out more about yourself, right? So the more new things that you encounter, the better are you able to know yourself and know what you like and your dislikes, and that will help you in your career path.
I'm going to jump in before my police colleagues do here, because in policing we always fight for the applicant pool, and this is the part where it's important for us to come together as three police agencies and to tell you that we are all open for business. We are hiring. We are bringing people into our organization with diverse backgrounds so that we can provide culturally competent services to all of our communities. It is an exciting career. It is an honorable career. And we need you. And at the back table, the same as the other services, there are employment cards there. Please pick those up if you're interested in a career in policing. It's a bit of a shameless plug, if you will, and I would really like you to come and join the Hamilton Police Service. But that said, I will say, if I can take a little bit of liberty and speak on behalf of the police organizations here, it is not the patch on our shoulder that designs us or defines us. It is our commitment to public safety and our oath of office. So I would like you to come and join the Hamilton Police Service. But should you choose to go to Toronto or to the RCMP or to York or Durham or any other organization, please recognize that you are making a major contribution to public safety in the province of Ontario.
I won't. That was excellent, Chief. But
yeah, but join the RCMP.
We don't have posters up like they do.
But I would. So I won't repeat any of that. But it was great to hear that, Chief. But if you, I would advise you establish a goal, as people on the panel have said, something you enjoy, something you want to do. But make sure you establish a clear goal of, you know, what you want to do with your degree or your training, and pursue that. Develop the skills and the things you need to do that. Remember, and the Chief's a good example of it. Learning doesn't stop after your degree. It keeps it's lifelong learning that'll get you to the promotions, to advancement, to diversification of your abilities. That will make your career, wherever that may be, whatever goal you may have, will bring you success. So that will, I'll end my advice there.
And just to continue on what the inspector was mentioning, the money will come. I know a lot of times you graduate and you're chasing the dollars, or this job pays better, or because, you know what I mean? Like, the bills will get paid. And if it's money that you're after, then you're taking a job that you like that pays less. Work an extra year, you know what I mean? Like, it's in the grand scheme of things, if you look at the bigger picture, if you're going to be working 30, 35, 40 years, you really want to do something you like, because it can be a very, very long career if you don't. And if you're picking something that's, you know, well, I'm going to take this job because it's $10,000 more, but I'm miserable and I don't like it, you know, you're going to have a very difficult time making it through a long career of 30, 35, 40 years. So do something you like, and the money will come.